Charles Berry, 70-year-old gentleman with history of stage 4 right kidney cancer, T2A, N0, CMA1, in parenthesis clinical, extensive disease with evidence of metastatic disease, with cell type clear cell renal carcinoma. Patient has metastasis to the right lower lobe bronchus, as well as surrounding tissue and the hilum, period. Our patient is a 70-year-old gentleman who was evaluated in 2019 for constant flank pain, which was thought to be gallbladder. CT of the abdomen pelvis showed an 8.5-centimeter right renal mass, concerning for neoplasm. No frank thrombus in the right renal vein was noted. Patient has no regional lymphadenopathy at the time, period. Patient subsequently was treated with Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A, single agent, complicated by severe diarrhea and pulmonary fibrosis, period. Patient not able to tolerate AXITINIB, currently taking PAZOPANIB 600 milligram, which is not able to tolerate as well. CT scan has continued to show progression. Patient has become much weaker related to the both cancer and the therapy. Is not eating very much. Has lost weight. Has had severe diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, protein, calorie, malnutrition, KPS score of 3-0, severe anemia, along with with severe anemia, period. Given her complication related to chemotherapy, progression of disease, pulmonary fibrosis, and not able to tolerate any of the above-mentioned chemotherapy, associated with severe depression, suicidal ideation, and antidepressants, with severe cancer pain from lung mass and rib invasion, refractory to chemotherapy, history of COPD, hypertension worsened by chemotherapy, as well as now with brain metastasis, has been placed on hospice, period. New paragraph, hospice care. Hospice nurse will provide around the clock. We'll provide care control patient's pain, as well as help train family members to care for their loved ones at home for the short time, in parenthesis, most likely less than 6 months that patient has left to live. Thank you. This is on Charles Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. Thank you.